Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. All Saints Day is a hard one. It'll be a hard one for lots of people. We remember those who have gone before us to go be with Jesus in heaven. And for me, it's a little different this year. And before I get too emotional, I'm going to jump right into the sermon. But I know my heart is tender today. Your heart might be tender as well as we remember the saints of God. I can't remember if it was the last time I was here or a couple of times ago, I started the sermon talking about clouds. We talked a little bit about clouds. If you don't remember, that's fine. That's all right. But I want to talk a little bit about clouds again today because I feel that clouds have a place in Scripture that don't necessarily get their place. So I'd like you to imagine for a moment a fictional place. This fictional place is a large room, not unlike a planetarium. Large vaulted ceilings, a few rows of incredibly comfortable armchairs that lean way back. And as you're in this room, suddenly the lights dim just a little bit. And then projected above you is the vast expanse of the sky. There's some soft music that starts to play. There's a little bit of a warm breeze hitting your face, and you are in a room that is now filled with clouds. I bet they could probably do this in Vegas at the what that place is with the big the dome, the rock, whatever that place is, whatever. Now, if you're like me, as you start looking at clouds, you start seeing faces or shapes or animals. And if you take a few deep breaths, there's the fresh air, there are the clouds, and all that might have been going wrong in your life seems to kind of feel a whole lot better. You begin to make out shapes and faces and objects, and your mind is drawn to beautiful moments filled with magnificent memories and peaceful places. And maybe that little anxiety that you had before you came in is now gone, and you can focus a little bit more on what's happening. And although this place maybe doesn't exist in the way that I have described it, I think we can call this place a place of cloud therapy, of cloud therapy. And in this place, we can feel refreshed, revived, renewed, and ready to take on life's challenges again. But what if I were to tell you that God has been in the business of cloud therapy, actually, since the beginning of creation? Let's go back. The second day of creation, God said, "Let there be a vault between the waters to separate water from water." So God made the vault and separated the water under the vault from the water above it, and it was so, and God called the vault sky. Now, I might be reading a little bit too much into the text, but I really think on that second day of creation is where cloud therapy began. The water in the vaults above could be clouds. Clouds are made up of mostly water. But it was far from the last time that clouds are used in Scripture. Throughout the Old Testament, we see God presenting himself in the form of a cloud. Oftentimes, it had to deal with either the law or with judgment. For example, Moses on the top of the mountain. Or the rain clouds that came in Noah's day to bring God's righteous judgment upon sinful people. And that's just a couple of the examples. Perhaps you know the cartoon where the person is walking around and there's a rain cloud above them and it's raining on top of them. And no matter where they go, the rain cloud just seems to follow them. I don't know if you've had moments in your life like that where the rain just keeps seeming to follow you and it always seems to be gloomy and cloudy. Well, our lives are filled with gloom and doom as well. It's the result of sin. There's sin that is in the world and no one is immune. It follows us around no matter what we do, and it's worse than just a few raindrops. And like the people in Noah's day, you are destined for destruction. your sin, those things you do and those things that you don't do, those are what separate you from God. The dark clouds of judgment billow and blow and break into your life. And friends, there's nothing you can do about it. So perhaps we need maybe a different sort of cloud therapy. In the scriptures, we see that the Lord also comes in a cloud to be with his people, to show his presence, to give protection and comfort. Remember, after the flood, God said, I will set my bow in the cloud, and it will be a sign of a covenant between me and the earth. As the Israelites escaped slavery in Egypt, they were gripped with fear, crippled with anxiety, and the Lord came to guide and to comfort them in the pillar of cloud. When the tabernacle was dedicated, the Lord descended on the earth and filled the place with the cloud of his presence. God sent clouds to a parched land during drought, revealing himself as the one true God on the mountainside when Elijah encountered and defeated the prophets of Baal. But these instances aren't just limited to the Old Testament either. At the mountain of transfiguration, as Jesus speaks with Moses and Elijah, Mark tells us, then a cloud formed, overshadowing them, and a voice came out of the cloud. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. At the end of his time on earth, once again on a mountaintop, Jesus ascended in a cloud. Luke records the following, and after he had said these things, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. And on the night of his betrayal in the presence of the high priest, Jesus stood before his accusers who asked him directly, are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One? I am, said Jesus. And you will see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven. God's been in the cloud business for a long time. How many of you are familiar with the comic strip Family Circus? I know a few of you maybe remember Family Circus. If you don't remember it, that's fine. You could Google this later, all right? There's a great one where one of the kids, Jeffy, and his mom are working out in the garden, and Jeffy is pointing to a cloud-filled sky, and he points at one, and he says, look, Mommy, there's a hole in the sky, and I can see a little bit of heaven. You know, for a lot of us, today's a hard day. Many of us have a hole in our hearts. As we celebrate All Saints Day, we remember those who have gone before us, who are, quote-unquote, in the clouds of heaven. I don't know if there will be clouds in heaven. I mean, we've talked about clouds in heaven. I don't know if there's a lot of scripture evidence for that. But for many, like myself, the memory of loved ones is new and sharp, and the sting of death is fresh. For others, maybe time has gone on, but the feeling of loss continues. And what I've learned so pointedly over the years, that the strength of grief never really subsides, only our capacity to hold it increases as we surround ourselves with others. Today, I remember a man of faith who was like a father to me, who passed away on Tuesday. Not necessarily unexpected, but death is not the way in which this world was supposed to go. I think of my grandmother who passed away 2 years ago, and my mother who received her eternal reward almost 16 years ago. I remember my father-in-law, whom I never met, but I know was a tremendous man of God and a pastor, and I wear his stole today in his honor and his cross that were given to me when I was ordained. And I remember my dear wife, Jill, who I miss terribly every day. And I think we all need a little bit of cloud therapy. Listen to the words from our reading from the book of Revelation again. After this, I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and people and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. This is the culmination of what the writer of Hebrews talked about, the great cloud of witnesses. You see, God is in the business of cloud therapy. And this day is one of them. For it was God who came to earth in the form of a cloud to lead and to guide, to comfort and to lift up, came again in the person of Jesus to live, to die, to rise again, so that a cloud of witnesses too numerous to count would be in heaven forever praising his name and singing songs unto the Lamb. He was the one who came to earth to take the wrath and the judgment and the storm of sin upon himself, that you would not have to face it. He faced death and was utterly forsaken by his Father. He was utterly alone as he took your sin, so that you might never be alone. And his death brings you life and a connection to all the saints who have gone before. You see, Jesus came to bring life where there is only death, to comfort you in your grief, to wipe every tear from your eyes, because in Christ you are forgiven. For all the times that you have rebelled and turned away, for all the times that you have given up on God, he never has given up on you. And one day that hole that you feel on this side of heaven, because your loved one is on the other side, will be made whole, W-H-O-L-E. Because God desires you to join that innumerable cloud of witnesses, and in that moment, you will be whole. Until that day, we probably should be partaking in a little bit of cloud therapy. Well, how does that happen? Well, every time we come into this place where God promises to be in word, in water, in wafer, in wine, in the witnesses of the saints of God, this is the cloud of witnesses. In this place, God comes to you to refresh, to revive, literally from death, to renew, and to forgive. I mean, if you look around, it looks like a small cloud here in this place. But here in this place is the place where heaven and earth are the thinnest, where we are connected and gathered to that great cloud of witnesses, and we experience the promises of God, and we catch a glimpse of the eternal, of all those witnesses around the throne, which includes all those people that are in our minds today. Yeah, my heart's tender today. And I'll cry, perhaps a lot, but I have hope today because of the cloud of witnesses. The cloud of witnesses that I see and the cloud of witnesses that I know, because Christ and his church provides me everything I need on this side so that I can cry out, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. And in that, we are whole. And may this good news that brings you the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus now and forever. Amen.